Rachel Jacoby Prince pulled one of the balcony doors open and stepped onto the large, windswept balcony of her suite on Deck 15. She was once again on board her favourite cruise liner, the luxurious Coral Queen. Holding onto the rail, she surveyed the water below as the ship sailed slowly through the Solent. Rachel returned waves to the enthusiastic people aboard smaller vessels, following them to get a closer look as the magnificent liner set sail. The ship's horn warned them away, and they kept to a safe distance. A draft of cold air blew through her hair from behind. Turning, she was pleased to see the familiar face of Mario, the sweet butler. He held the door open, allowing her close friend, Lady Marjorie Snellthorpe, through ahead of him. Marjorie's sprightly steps across the lounge made Rachel smile as she joined her outdoors, swiftly followed by Mario.
"It's a pleasure to see you again, Ma'am Rachel. Can I get you ladies anything?"
The butler also grinned behind the back of Rachel's octogenarian friend, recognizing she was on a mission.
"A pot of tea, please, Mario," Marjorie answered first.
"It's good to see you too, Mario," replied Rachel.
"I'll have coffee if you have time. I realize you're busy on boarding days."
"I will always have time for you two ladies, don't you worry. I'll be right back."
Mario turned and left them on the balcony.
"Have you unpacked?"
Marjorie's voice crackled with excited anticipation. Rachel knew how much her friend appreciated her accompanying her on sea voyages from time to time. On this one, though, Marjorie was even more ecstatic because her son had suggested the break and agreed to join them despite his dislike of cruises.
"Just finished. I thought you'd be with Jeremy and Tosh.
You thought wrong. If that woman has anything to do with it, we won't see them for dust, except when the bills come in."
Jeremy and his younger model wife, as Marjorie insisted on calling her, had expensive tastes. Even Jeremy's spending paled in comparison to that of Octavia Snellthorpe, and according to Marjorie, he struggled to keep pace with it.
"Still, I'm looking forward to meeting her at last," said Rachel hesitantly.
You might not be quite so enthusiastic once you have. Anyway, you won't have long to wait. We're meeting them for dinner."
"In the Coral Restaurant, you told me earlier."
"There's been a change of plan. That's what I've come to tell you about."
Marjorie's eyes sparkled with excitement, her face flushed.
"Something tells me I might not like what you're about to reveal. Please break it gently if you've organized another surprise murder mystery."
The last time Rachel had accompanied Marjorie on a cruise, her friend thought it would be a good idea to enroll them in a series of dinners, which included solving an imaginary murder. In actual fact, the murder had turned out to be real.
"Don't be silly. I learned my lesson on that front.
No, it's..."
Another gust of wind blew hard, causing Marjorie to lose her footing. She grabbed the balcony rail as Rachel caught hold of her.
"I think we'd better go inside before one of us goes overboard," Rachel chuckled, putting her arm around the shorter woman.
It was difficult to reconcile her elderly friend's feisty personality with her slight frame, which sometimes appeared frail.
"It is a little blowy out here," Marjorie agreed.
Mario arrived back after they'd gone inside, with Rachel closing the balcony door behind them. He poured their hot drinks, leaving them on the table before making for the door.
"Let me know if you need anything else, ladies."
"Thank you, Mario," said Marjorie.
The closed door had stopped the draft.
"That's better." Rachel picked up her mug. "I could kill a coffee now."
"I'll be pleased to leave this awful weather behind us," Marjorie remarked, as she held the saucer in her left hand and the cup in her right.